Welcome to ColiCast. My name is Sarah, and in social studies, we have been talking about Christopher Columbus, Hernando Cortez, and how the Spanish built an empire in the New World. In our first segment, Shelby is going to tell you about how Christopher Columbus came to the New World.
Thank you, Sarah. Hi, my name is Shelby, and I'm going to tell you some facts about Christopher Columbus's life. Christopher Columbus's goal was to find a new route to the Indies, also known as Asia. Columbus asked the King of Portugal for money for his expedition, but later the king said no. He asked the King Ferdinand and Queen Isabella of Spain. Columbus then waited 6 years, and finally they said yes. Then Columbus and his crew set sail on August 3, 1492, but shortly after they left Spain, the crew was getting very scared and wanted to go back. They wanted to throw Columbus overboard. So Christopher Columbus kept two logs. He kept one real and one fake log. It helped calm them down, but still they were very scared. He told the crew to give him 2 days, and if they don't reach land, they would turn around and go back. Then, finally, on the second day, he reached an island in the Bahamas on October 12, 1492. Columbus named the land on which he landed San Salvador, and he claimed that land for Spain. He then returned to Spain, but the king and queen asked him to start a colony. After the colonists started to find the New World, the Columbian Exchange started. The Columbian Exchange is the exchange of plants, animals, and food between America and Europe. Some things from Europe to America are horse, cattle, sheep, onions, sugar, wheat, and surprisingly even some disease. Some things from America to Europe are turkeys, corn, potatoes, tomatoes, tobacco, chili peppers, beans, avocados, parrots, pineapples, pumpkins, and even peanuts. Thank you for listening to my presentation, and here is Thomas talking about Hernando Cortez.
Thank you, Shelby. My name is Thomas, and I'm going to tell you about Hernando Cortez and the Aztecs. Spanish conquistadors are a conqueror and a soldier that they came to Tenochtitlan looking for gold, and 500 conquistadors landed there in Tenochtitlan. Tenochtitlan was the capital of the Aztec Empire in Mexico. Doña Marie helped convince the Aztec enemies to fight with Cortez against the Aztec. Cortez led his men toward Tenochtitlan. The Aztec's king is Moctezuma. He sent 2 gold and silver discs to the conquistadors. The Spanish took them and said, "Where's the rest?" And then the Aztecs let them come right on in Tenochtitlan. Later, the Aztecs kicked the conquistadors out. Also, Moctezuma was killed in the fighting. Cortez returned with more soldiers and more Native American help. Cuauhtemoc was now the leader of the Aztecs. The Spanish surrounded Tenochtitlan and blocked all the entrances. Cortez defeated the Aztecs and destroyed the city. There's 3 reasons by how the Spanish won Native. 1. Native American smallpox outbreak, which is a disease, and better weapons. Well, thank you for listening. Now here's Stephanie with Inca and the Maya.
Thank you, Thomas. Hi, my name is Stephanie, and I'm going to tell you about Spanish continued to build an empire in the New World. Let's get started. Tenochtitlan became the capital of New Spain. It was renamed Mexico City. Spain granted encomiendas to some colonists. An encomienda is when the Spanish government gave the Spanish colonists permission to use Native Americans as slaves. The Inca lived in Peru. It was a large civilization with roads, irrigation, cities, gold, and silver. The Maya lived in the Yucatan Peninsula of Mexico. The Spanish conquered both tribes and burned their valuable books. Out of all the books that were burned, 4 of them remained. Native Americans were forced to work as slaves. Gold and silver mining was important. Coronado and a priest, Fray Marcos de Niza, looked for the 7 cities of gold. He never found it because it never existed. Cabrillo looked for the Straits of Anian. He discovered San Diego instead. In lesson 3, we learned about missionaries too. Missionaries taught Native Americans about God. Bartolome de las Casas was the protector of the Indians. We also learned about slavery. Millions of Native Americans died from disease and poor work conditions. As the Native Americans died, the Spanish brought Africans to New Spain as slaves. Some Africans brought their freedom and some escaped. Well, that's all we have. Now back to Sarah.
Great job, Stephanie. Hope you enjoyed our segment. Tune in next time for our next Colicast.